At 6:06, we have our first rays of morning sunshine and 64 degrees in Tulsa. We are on our way to a high of 80 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The death toll from the Oklahoma City area tornado outbreak and flooding has now reached 20. The medical examiner confirms the body of another child has been found. Oklahoma's tornadoes caused not only injuries and deaths to humans, but also to livestock as well. The Do Your Part organization is setting up an Adopt-a-Horse program to take care of animals. Jessica Robinson heads up the program in Oklahoma.
We are looking for volunteers to help with fence mending and barn repair and, you know, pasture cleanup and different. We have several different ways that people can volunteer.
She says they're also helping with equine vet care. You can volunteer at doyourpart.org. Well, two boys are safe this morning after being pulled from Mingo Creek near 21st Street yesterday. The boys were riding bikes at the concrete creek bottom when the water came up rapidly, trapping them. They had to be rescued by the Tulsa Fire Department. About 100 at-risk, mostly urban youngsters are attending the Tulsa Sheriff's Boy Scout Camp at John Zink Ranch this week. Sheriff Sergeant Scott Dean says it's a way to foster leadership skills, team build, and have a positive interaction with law enforcement.
We've got kids that this is their third year coming, and you can see the progression in behavior and attitude from the first year they got here where they're a little bit of a knucklehead. This year where they're leading their patrol and they're doing what we want them to do and what they should be doing. And it's very satisfying to see that progression and see, hey, we made a difference with this kid.
Activities include hiking, crafts, water safety, and crime prevention. This is the fourth year for the Sheriff's Boy Scout Camp. Well, on Studio Tulsa, we continue to profile the major mayoral candidates. Yesterday, Rich Fisher's guest was Bill Christensen. He pledged to reach out to the residents of North Tulsa.
I think bringing people to the table and teaching and letting people know that reasonableness is good and that compromise is good, because at the end of the day, nobody's the king or queen. We're the leader, and we need to work together for the betterment of the city.
You may hear the entire interview at publicradiotulsa.org. Voters go to the polls next Tuesday. Now, today's guest on Studio Tulsa at 11:30 and again at 7:30 this evening is incumbent Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett. A swarm of bees take up residence on the bumper of a car. A woman pulled into the fire station on 71st Street between Sheridan and Memorial seeking help in getting the bees off her car. The fire department called a beekeeper who was able to coax them off the car into a box so that they could be relocated. A B-17 Flying Fortress, the workhorse bomber of World War II, can be seen flying over the skies of Tulsa this weekend.
Members of the media get a preview tour and a short flight in the replica of the famous Memphis Belle. One of those aboard is Jack Babbitt, a pilot who flew 30 missions over Germany during the war. He says it wasn't really like the recent Memphis Belle movie, which used this replica in the film.
When we were flying, there was no nonsensical talk back and forth and yakking and so on. You were out on a mission and we were maintaining radio silence until you saw something that you had to report, whether it be, unfortunately, a parachute coming out of a plane we had lost or whether it be fighters coming in.
The B-17 in Tulsa is one of only 13 still flying. You can tour and ride in the Memphis Belle this weekend. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds and nice today, a high of 80. It'll be clear and mild tonight, 57 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 6:10, morning sunshine and 64. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.